Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. I'm Allie Thies, and welcome to Soul, your place for talking about soul connections. On Friday nights, we talk about our closest connections and open up the phone lines for some shout-outs and questions. Sorry about last week. I had a migraine, and I just could not get rid of it. This week, I'm coming down with God knows what. I don't know about you, where you're at, where you're living, but we had, you know, the freeze, the polar vortex came to say hi to us in Ohio, and bringing with it germs. I have been showered with so many germs in the last few days, it's like a germ fest. So I'm fighting something, and I hope I don't head into one of my coughing fits, but I can't guarantee that I won't. In case this is your first time joining me, hi, I'm Allie. And I also host two other podcasts. I have the Ask Allie podcast, which is the longest running spiritual podcast on iTunes. I've been there since 2005. And the Motivational Minute. Ask Allie is, I talk about spiritual topics and I do a free reading overview for everybody to kind of let you know how the week's going to be headed. And the Motivational Minute, I spend a minute or under giving you a motivational tip for the week. So they're both very different in what I do for each podcast, but I have fun doing it. And I'm having fun doing this. This is my first live show since, I'm thinking 2007, 2008, somewhere in there. It might be longer than that. I don't even know. But there you have it. And if you don't, if it's something else you don't know about me, I have a lot of cats. I'm one of those type of people. And several dogs and a kid. So anything can happen at any time at this place. Like for right now, I have a cat sitting on my mouth. And there goes the mouse. So now I can't switch between things. Hold on. Let me reach it way over here. Hold on. Oh, no. If we get disconnected, it's the cat and the mouse. And there we go. Hey, hey, hey. We're on air. See, this is what I'm talking about. So love connections, what I want to talk about this week. You know, every once in a while, we are lucky enough or fortunate enough to have a love connection with our twin flame. It doesn't happen all the time. In fact, it happens maybe once every few hundred connections, but it does happen. And when you make a connection with your twin flame, there's no doubt that that person's your twin flame. And normally you head into a romantic connection, but not always. There's always an exception, which kind of drives me as nuts as it drives you. But there's always an exception to that. Most times that you have a romantic relationship, it's going to be a soulmate you're in that relationship with. That soulmate can have it, the purpose of your relationship is to teach one of you or both of you a lesson. Like husband number one for me. I've only had two, so let's not get carried away. Husband number one, there were several lessons in that marriage to relationship to work through. And so I think we covered most of them, but I think we missed a couple. We had a lot of lessons in that relationship. Husband number one was one of those relationships that you couldn't let go of. You know, that no matter what you did, they showed back up. And we've been divorced since 1991, I think. Yeah, 91 sounds good. And every once in a while, he still shows up. It's like, no. So we have those type of relationships where we enter into it to learn lessons. And if all the lessons are learned, you two go your separate ways and all is good. But if all the lessons are not learned, then you two keep showing up because there's still something you have to complete. And then we have our karmic soul connections. Karmic is when either you owe them something because of a past life or they owe you something because of a past life. Hubby number two was a karmic soul connection for me. He owed me my son. and we had a great marriage until I had my son. And then it went bye-bye. It just disintegrated, you know, like sand that you hold in your hand. It disintegrates out. But then that's because he gave me what he owed me from a past life, my son, and then the relationship was over. So just because you're in a relationship with a soulmate doesn't mean it's going to last a long time, and it doesn't mean that it's not going to be full of lessons. There's no such thing as smooth sailing ever unless you're in a relationship with a twin flame and it's romantic. Then it's almost smooth sailing. But we're humans and we're silly and we do stupid things regardless. So a few bumps or two, but nothing that you can't handle. Sound about right to you? Or do you like to listen to the Hollywood hype and most of the soulmate books that say soulmates are together forever and love, 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 and everything's, you know, butterflies and candy, which would be awesome if that was actually true. So we got a couple callers, so let us jump in and take one. We have a caller from area code 914. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. How can I help?
I was wondering about, I have a work colleague. I think he's interested in me. His name begins with the letter J. I was wondering if you think that would be a good relationship for me, or should I just keep it strictly business?
Well, it depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for something long-term, then J is not the one for you. But okay. If you're looking for something that's fun, that helps you get out of your shell, that allows you the space to have fun again and to learn how to have fun again, then he's a good person for that.
Oh, wow.
He seems like a flash in the pan. So he's not around for a week, but he's not around any longer romantically than, say, a year, 8 months to a year. And after you no longer go out, you still will work together.
Oh, wow.
So that's all. It's really all what you want. If having fun is good for you, then I say go for it. If it's something you want long term, then he might break your heart. What are you looking for? I mean, what do you want?
Well, when you were speaking about twin flames, I really do think I met mine. You know, I mean, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. I mean, I had dreams like that kind of alluded to it. You know, but I know that you can't make it happen, right? I've heard that before, that if you try to make it happen with a twin flame, it would like repel.
Well, if you try to make it with any soul connection, twin flame or soulmate, it's going to blow up in your face. And I know this from, unfortunately, from firsthand experience. I wish I didn't. When you try to force something with a soul connection, especially a twin flame, and it doesn't work out the way you thought it should, based on the information you have in front of you about twin flames and soulmates, it's crushing. It's soul crushing. And it takes it is. And it takes a while to get over it. Unfortunately for myself, I mean, good and bad, I tend to feel very deeply about things. I'm very heart chakra centered. What I call my energy core color in this life is green, so I'm all about love.
Aww,
and when
beautiful.
I get crushed in love, then it takes me longer than I think most people to heal. It just devastates me. But, you know, that's the problem. when you try to force something. You see something, you feel something, you know, a part of you knows that you should be with this other individual, and it just doesn't seem to click correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually because they're not ready. But the nice thing is what was it?
Sorry. Well, somebody had told me I had gone to California, and there was a lovely lady giving tea readings out in the middle of the street to people, like on a corner. So my mom was like, "Oh, let's give it a try," and so we did. And she told me, "You're gonna meet so and so," and she's like, "And what's the problem? He's meant to be your husband." She literally used those words. She's like, So I guess she saw I was like a little bit nervous. So she was like, "Oh, what's the problem?" You know? And she told me it would have been in like a year and a half from that time. Well, lo and behold, somebody invites me to this place where he happens to be. And it's kind of like we looked at each other and everything, and then some, like, it was like a VIP area where he was, and the person wouldn't let me go in that area. So, I mean, there was, like, I was like, are you serious? Like, oh, I need to talk to him there. And it was just, like, you know, bullish kind of, you know, no, you can't go in that area. It's private. and I haven't. So that's why I was like, oh, I wonder if it's because I pushed it, you know. I don't know. But, yeah, it stayed with me, obviously, you know.
All these years. Have you ever tried to see this person again?
I've tried, but it's like it just hasn't clicked, you know. I know we live in the same state, you know, but I just haven't been able to tie the ends together. We have some mutual friends. In fact, the mutual friend that we have sounds a lot like the first husband that you were describing.
Ah, yes.
I really related to that. Like, it didn't matter, like, what I did to push him away, he would always show up. And I was like, oh, it's over, you know, thank God. But it was always like, nope, there's the phone ringing again. So, yeah, I was relating to what you were saying before as well.
Yeah, it's maddening because they show up. It can be 10 years and all of a sudden there he is. Like, hey, Allie, let's go out for coffee. I'm like, no, because I know where it's going to go. And I've been down this path, and I just don't want any of it. I don't think you not being able to go back to the VIP was you trying to force the issue. I just think the timing was off. I don't think the person you're trying to see is as open-minded about the connection process as you are.
Wow. So it's not that it's not him, it's just timing.
Timing.
Wow.
So it gives you hope, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't hurt if you could arrange to show back up to another event this person's at.
Right.
But
I'm
with the
crying.
Expectation. Yeah, well, that's good. But when you go into it, try not to have so many expectations. Just have the expectation of going in and striking up a conversation. And that's it.
Yeah. That's so perfect because I felt so tense because here's this woman, you know, like a few months ago, you could say was like, oh, that's the person for you, you know? So you could imagine how I kind of perked up when I knew he was there. It was like, oh my goodness. Yeah. This, you know?
Oh yeah. because I've been in the same situation with one of my soulmates many years ago that I got to meet. And based on the information I had in front of me at the time, this was back in 2005, it was all, you know, butterflies and cakes and, you know, confetti everywhere when you run into a soulmate. And there should have been no way in the world that me and him should have been in the same location. Never. Wow. I was a stay-at-home mom in Amish country. And
oh, wow.
And he was, well, definitely not that. So, and it was out in California. And everything just fell into place, boom, boom, boom. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to show up, you know, because everything worked out how it's supposed to. And we're going to talk and everything's going to be wonderful. And, you know, fireworks are going to go off. This is what I'm thinking in 2005. And I got there and met him, and it was none of the above. it was a tense meeting, although the conversation kind of flowed, kind of forced, but it kind of flowed too. And I left there feeling worse than when I showed up.
Oh, wow.
But, oh, yeah, it was absolutely one of the most horrific meetings I ever had in my lifetime. But that got me to dive in and really explore soulmates and a twin flame, and because I couldn't wrap my head around why it didn't work.
And that's
what I've been doing for the last 14 years.
Wow.
Studying soulmates, studying twin flames, you know, how you have to work, how your energy needs to, you know, you need to work with your energy before you go in, and how you, you know, not the expectations, and you need to have confidence. And so it's been a long 15, it's been a long but interesting 15 years so far.
Wow.
And I think I've hit just part of the iceberg. You know, like the Titanic, the ice was pressed above the water. But I could talk your ear off about this for, oh, probably our entire hour. And I'm sure you have other things you need to do.
No, it's fascinating. This is beautiful. Yeah, no, I'm so grateful that you're having this show. That's beautiful.
Well, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I hope you stay tuned while I take this next caller.
Yes, indeed, yes. And thank you so much again. Thank you. You as well. Thank you.
God bless. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. We have area code 610. You're on the air.
Hey, Allie, it's Linda.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Good to hear. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay. Just two questions. Number one is Chris Lead my boyfriend? Which type of love is he? And number two, I would just like to know anything about him, just for curiosity purposes.
The kind of boyfriend he is... You've got karmic, so you guys owe each other something, and you're also a close soul connection in the fact that, let's see, twin flame, soul cluster, you're part of the same soul family. If you take a carton of eggs, and each egg represents, two halves of the whole, so each side of the egg is a twin flame, and you have your twin flame, and then the rest of the eggs in that carton are your soul family. So they're very close to you soul wise, but not as close to you as a twin flame, obviously. He is in the soul family group, so he's very close to you. And he, how can I put this? it seems like what he owes you is not something tangible. I keep hearing the word dignity. And I don't, they don't give me a lot of explanation. So I don't know how he owes you your dignity from a past life. But he's supposed to help you reclaim it. And I don't know how that works with that.
Oh, if like he's giving me dignity this life, does that mean he didn't give it last life?
Correct. That would mean, let's say in the last life he was like a king and you were the servant wench. That you had a sexual relationship with him, but he didn't respect you or give you any dignity at all. In fact, he took it away.
Someone said, like an intuitive said that last life he was my little brother who always looked out for me.
Oh, that's entirely possible, but he's paying you back in this. See, we have several lifetimes with different soul members. And in this lifetime, he's paying you back for the lifetime where he took your dignity.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it's like this is your sixth lifetime with him.
Oh, wow.
And most of the lifetimes have been, you know, okay. You know, nothing, you know, totally major happened between the two of you to cause you any pain or discomfort. But this lifetime he's paying you back for now was the first lifetime you two had together. And he was a person of power, and you were a servant in his household. And he wasn't very nice. So he's helping you out with that this time around. He's trying to give you back what he stole, you know, a few hundred years ago.
Oh, wow.
He has, your boyfriend has very complicated energy. How do I want to put this? Instead of swirling nicely around him, like most people's energy does, it kind of lashes out in full force and then pulls all the way back. So one minute he's really excited about something and really go-getting, and the next minute there's nothing. Which can lead to problems with people. If one minute he's really hyped about something, the next minute he isn't.
Like, well, how long would that be? Like, would that be like month-wise, years-wise, or like minute-wise, or hours-wise?
It really all depends what it is. Energy-wise, it's been known to, you know, go up and down several times in one day. But he can also stretch it out weeks. I don't think years. That's too long. But I think these cycles for him can go months at a time. Where he's real gung-ho and pushing for something for, you know, 3 to 6 months. And then all of a sudden it drops off and you're like, well, what happened? I don't get it. And he doesn't get it either. It just drops off. It would be good for him if he learned how to control his energy, learned how to balance it. He has a lot of red energy, which is fantastic for passion, but it also factors into a deep-seated frustration and anger sometimes that he needs to learn how to work through so it doesn't just, you know, lash out all of a sudden.
So is he like supposed to get to a higher energy, like all the other colors of the chakra, or maybe like eventually to like purple and white or something?
Well, he has plenty of purple and white. He can connect to higher powers if he wants to. He can connect to God, the divine, whatever you would like to call higher powers. And the white is fantastic for him to connect to himself and listen to his soul. But if you have too much white, it puts a protective boundary around you, and it's difficult for people to get close to you because you're protecting yourself so much.
Oh, interesting.
And sometimes his white energy can get like that. You, on the other hand, my dear, you have a lot of green energy. You're very loving. Loving for people, places, and things. You tend to see the good in other people. You don't have a lot of pink, and pink is usually self-love. So, you know, you might want to do yourself some pampering every once in a while.
You mean I don't have a lot of pink?
You know, yeah, you don't have a lot of pink, so you don't have a lot of self-love for yourself. You have a lot more green, which is love for other people.
So is there, like, any, like, color you're supposed to be, or am I, like, it's okay to be green, or?
Well, in a perfect world, all of our colors are balanced, meaning we have the same amount of each of our seven colors. Eight if you count the white. If, say, you're mostly green, which you are, then your love energy is out of balance. You tend to love others a lot more than you allow them to love you or you love yourself. I know.
Wow, that makes sense.
I know quite a few people who have too much blue energy, and blue is for people who like to talk, and they never shut up. No matter what's going on, they do not know how to be quiet. And even during sex, they talk all the way through. That's when your blue's out of whack, and you know you need to try to balance your blue. But in a perfect world,
me?
Everything's balanced all the time. No, not you, the blue. You're green.
Right, okay.
I'm trying to think if I have a link to the quiz anywhere. I'll find the link and put it in the show's notes here. But it's an energy quiz. And
it tells you
what your core energy is, what you vibrate to the most, and you're green. So it would tell you how you are in relationships based on the fact that your green is so big.
Anything else about my boyfriend? Like, I'm just like in a painful mood right now. Like, so that's why I called you, because I'm just in pain. I found previously that if I know more about him, like his previous, you know, life story, for example, like it just helps with my pain of missing him.
Yeah. Do you want to know more about, what, this current life, or?
Like, anything about him.
Well, I can only tell you what I'm allowed to see. In this lifetime, he hasn't had the best relationships with people. Especially when he was younger. He seemed he had a very turbulent relationship with family members, and especially dad, or an older brother, some sort of older male that was in his life.
It's dad. It's dad Richard.
Ah, well, it was such a turbulent relationship that when he was young, he used to be able to express his emotions freely, and expressing his emotions freely was not looked upon in a good way in his household, because that wasn't manly. So basically, he was rewired not to be as expressive as he would like to be. And when he was rewired, that's when his white energy that I was talking about earlier, how it expanded and tends to protect him now so he doesn't get hurt, and tends to keep people at a distance. Not everyone, and not all the time, but it prevents people from really getting in there and knowing all about him. Because knowing all about him causes his emotions to kick up, and he's learned that his emotions kicking up is not manly, and he wants to appear manly. It's a whole roundabout of things. He tries hard to fight his conditioning, but it's always easier said than done.
How's he doing at the restaurant?
He seems to be doing okay. He has some issues with coworkers, but who doesn't have issues with coworkers? You know, you put a bunch of people in a place and have you work together, you're going to butt heads. But overall, I wouldn't say he's fantastic, and I wouldn't say he's bad. I'm just hearing the words okay, which for him seems to be fine.
And what does his future prospects look like at the restaurant?
Well, he seems to be able to move right up the chain, so to speak, and I don't know if they have such thing as a district, but if he wants to, someday he can be district manager if they have more than one restaurant. I don't know. I see him over a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't see what the dynamics is or how the dynamics goes for that restaurant. If he wants, it's the opportunities in front of him. Now, if he wants to take it, that's a whole other thing. He doesn't seem to like all that responsibility.
He didn't like the responsibility?
No, he doesn't seem to like to have that much responsibility. He's responsible, but, you know, having that much pressure on him doesn't seem to, you know, excite him.
Okay. So right now, like, is he, like, just withdrawing from me? Like, in his little time period of withdrawal?
Yeah, right now just seems to be the time for himself. It really is not personal. He just seems to do this every once in a while because of all that white energy. He just goes into his own cocoon and just chills.
Okay. How about the prospects of us?
Well, if you're looking long-term many years down the road, it's going to be rocky. It doesn't seem like this is going to be a smooth one. But if the both of you are willing to put up with each of your personalities and habits, then you should be able to make it long-term at least 5 years, 5 to 8.
You mean at least 5 to 8 years?
Yes. I don't see you together till death do you part, so to speak. But it can go for many years.
Oh. Well, because his last name starts with L, and my other intuitive advisor said, you know, my last name is going to change to an L, and I'm going to marry before I'm 30, and I'm 28 now, and he's the only, you know, boyfriend I have. And she said, he's going to have, like, 3 children, like, with me or something.
Well, that's entirely possible, but I don't see you being in your, you know, 60s and 70s together.
Oh, okay.
You can be married for, you know, 8 years, 10 years or so, but I don't see you into old age with one another.
Is it our personality problem?
Just personality conflicts. You know, in the beginning, it seems like things you guys can live with, but as you get older, you don't really want to live with it. The little things that didn't seem to bother you a lot when you hit your 40s, your upper 30s.
So we're going to, like, get a divorce?
Well, not... It, everything's fluid. I'm not saying you're gonna positively get married then positively get divorced. I just don't see you into your old age. What if you could die instead of getting divorced?
Oh.
I don't know if you're gonna die, but
that's more possible.
I don't see you in your 60s and 70s being together. I don't see you old and together.
Yeah, it's more possible that, like, he would die because my other intuitive advisor said, you know, like, we're always going to be friends, like, my entire life. So, our entire lives. And, you know, he does have, like, a smoking problem and a drinking problem. It's very possible. And my advisor did say, like, you know, he might get, like, throat cancer, like, after 35 or something. 35 to 50, so.
Yeah, well, we're all going to die of something at some point in time, you know.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Thanks for telling me, because at least I'm prepared. I guess it's hard to fight the inevitable.
Well, we all had the same fate. So, because we all had the same fate, I mean, at some point we're all going to die. We can't get out of it. It's important to enjoy what you have in front of you each day.
Right, right.
Because no one's going to tell us when our time is up.
Right.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Allie.
Thank you so much for calling in. You have a good evening.
All right.
All right, so we had our two callers. Thank you both for calling in so very much. If anybody else wants to call in, be my guest. We have another, 20 minutes. So, unless somebody else calls in, I was talking with the first caller about the horrific, horrific time I met my very first soulmate. And if you ever go to my website, if you've never been to outofbodyecstasy.com, that is where I have put most of my stuff with my soulmates over the last 15 years. But when I first got into soulmates, and I got into it by discovering the first one here, Bill is what I called him. I discovered him in 2003, 2002. I don't know. It kind of all blends together after a while. And after discovering him and being pissed off that I did discover him, because, again, I was in Amish country, and he was out in California, and there's no way, just no way that the two of us would ever meet. That was my thoughts in 2003. And so I was pretty pissed that I discovered this person to be what I thought was my soulmate, meaning the only one for me at that time, because I didn't know anything else about soulmates. And all the reading I did, you know, it was, you know, soulmate, be together, you know, have a little bit of difficulties, but, you know, there go the fireworks and sunshine and butterflies and eat cake every day, don't get fat type of thing. So I made it my mission. It was my mission to meet him, because I thought, if this connection is true, and I checked this connection out with a couple intuitives that I trusted completely, and I never gave his actual name. I said his first initial of his real name, which is not Bill, but Bill is what I call him publicly. And I just said, what is my relationship with this initial? And there's three intuitives I asked, and each of the three intuitives came back with the exact same answer. So I thought, okay, this must be it. Oh my God, what am I going to do? So my mission, to meet this individual. And it was a mission to end all missions, let me tell you, because as I was saying earlier, the powers that be, I ended up at the exact same location as him. And as soon as I walked into the venue where he was at, the energy, it was horrible feeling. It was heavy. It was spiky. I was so nervous. Oh, my God. That I just wanted to walk in, piss my pants, leave, quite frankly. But, you know, I went forth in, even though the energy just sucked. And I watched him for most of the night talking to other people. I thought, God, he looks, his energy is just as horrible as this place. And I went up, I could tell he was being bothered by a certain person. So I kind of interrupted the conversation just to give him a chance to turn around and walk away. And I interrupted the conversation, and he gave me the most god-awful look I've ever gotten from anybody. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, F you big butthead. I know what you're thinking, and I was just trying to save you, but I'm not doing that twice. And I didn't. And the night went on, and I wore this particular necklace that had three stones in it. I made it. I knew he'd like it because he collects stones like I do. And sure enough, he was walking around, had his head down, so he wouldn't have to talk to anybody. And he caught sight of my necklace and looked up at me and said, you know, smiled and said, hi. And I said, hi. And we said a few words, and that basically was it. It was a very disappointing evening. I could not wrap my head around, like I said earlier, how everything fell into place with ease that got me out there and right in front of him, and how it could bomb so spectacularly. I mean, it was the bomb of all bombs. So I learned from that experience. I cried all that night, and I cried all the way home to Ohio because I felt so stupid. A complete ass. And I thought to myself, well, I'll never do that again. You know, there was a lot of things off here. Let me take a look at this objectively. So I did. And when it came time to meet another soulmate, which by then I discovered you have more than one, Will, this would have been in 2008. He happened to be in New York. And again, there was no reason in the world that this chick from Amish country should be at New York, where he was at, in Manhattan, matter of fact, where he was at. I shouldn't have been there under any circumstances. But sure enough, my son and I went to the airport. We still weren't confirmed that we were going to get in. We were about to hop on the plane. I got the call, hey, got you in, and I knew I would get in. Just that feeling. So we get there, and the energy was right, and the conversation was wonderful. We had an excellent connection. I worked on my energy before I got there. I had my self-confidence up. I went in. I didn't make any of the mistakes I did with Bill out in California. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. My son and I left that place. I was on an all-time high because it was that fantastic. And right before we parted, I handed him my business card. And he looked at me, he goes, I will call. And I looked at him, and I said, I will answer. And he never called. So that was so crushing. Again, but I realized that I did everything right going into the meeting, going into with my energy and my self-confidence. All that was right. I learned from Bill on that. But what I didn't learn from Bill, what I then learned from Will, is when I handed him my business card, I'm going to bet he went to my website. And when he looked at my website, he saw his name all over the place and me talking about different soul connections with him over the last year before I even met him. And he probably looked at that and said, God, what a loon. rip up card, goodbye. And that's where I lost him. You know, so I learned from that too. You know, luckily, I don't know if it's luckily or not, I'm almost done with my book, Soulful Connections, which talks all about soulmates, twin flame, meeting, how to meet them, how do you know they're looking for you, how to work with your energy before you go out there, how to gain your self-confidence, and how to reconnect to humanity as a whole. I'm working on it. I am almost done. And I'm telling you, this book has taken me, I started it in 2008, and it's taken me this long to do it, because of my two very soul-crushing experiences. And I vibrate to the letter, to more green, like the second caller, and I wound very easily. And it takes me a long time to get over it. Now, that said, we do have a third caller. So let us click on over because I've only got about 10 minutes left. Area code 330, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
How can I help?
Okay. So I've been talking to this guy, and he's kind of wishy-washy because he's very suggestive and seems to want to be with me, and they'll give me side hugs, but then he won't commit to going on a date.
Anybody that gives you attention but then won't commit to going on out on a date, 9 out of 10 times they've got somebody else.
Okay.
And they can't be seen out with you if they're with them.
Ah. Yeah, I didn't know.
But that said, I mean, he does actually like you. But
yeah, I get that.
Yeah, he definitely feels a connection with you. He's just not going to stop the other relationship he's in.
Okay. He's just playing.
So he's just playing.
Got it.
So play back as much as you want. It's just not going to go much further than that. He's kind of just like a good flirt.
Yes, that's what it's been.
Well, just think how much practice you're going to get.
Well, true.
Granted, I think I had this feeling you're a pretty good flirt as is, but it's always fun to practice.
Yeah. It's been fun, but yes, I want more.
Yeah, you'll get more, but not from him, and not until about May from somebody else.
Okay.
You haven't met him yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a new guy, and trust me, when you meet him, you're going to know.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you will. You're going to be like, what? This is him. This is the guy that girl was talking about on the radio. I knew it. Yeah.
Nice.
So just go flirt, have fun. Do whatever you want because he's coming in about May. And then everybody else is going to kind of like fade into the distance because you're going to be like, I don't need any of you anymore.
Yeah, because the guy with the blue eyes at the gym, anything?
The guy in the blue eyes, he's good. Excuse me for being so frank, but he's really good for sex.
Oh, okay.
Any type of deep, committed type relationship, I don't see that panning out. But if you want to have fun and have sex, then he's a good guy to go for.
Okay. Good to know.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I help you out with anything else?
Okay. I had my mind on a job.
Yes.
I had my mind specifically on going into one location, waiting for one of these two girls to leave this office. And now another location has popped up that I used to work at like 10 years ago. So now I'm confused.
It's always best if you keep looking forward.
Okay.
Going back to anything is just going back. There's no forward. There's no forward movement in going backwards.
True.
All right.
Yeah, just happened today. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, very clear now.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, we got time for one more caller. Area code 313, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, right. Detroit. I love Detroit. Yes. I've been there several times. I have great, great affinity for Michigan. So what can I help you with tonight?
Yes, I'm just calling in regards to I'm moving next month. And from my current relationship, because it's not working out, and it's my first time moving by myself. And I just wonder, do you see it working out? Do you see everything going okay? How will I do? Will I be more happy? Would I be in a better place? Will I find me another job? Like, what do you see as far as me?
You're going to be like, oh, my God, why didn't I do this sooner? That's what you're going to say. You're going to be like, what the hell? You're going to be nervous for a while. You're going to be a bit scared for a while. You're going to sleep with the light on for a while. But it's going to be familiar to you sooner rather than later. So don't worry that you're not going to be able to get through this. Don't worry that there's going to be obstacles or blocks, because there won't. You're supposed to be by yourself.
Yes.
This boyfriend of yours was supposed to help teach you how to be by yourself.
What do you mean? Because I've always been by myself. So what do you mean he helped teach me, like, as far as what aspect?
That he's helping to teach you that you can do it again. That being by yourself is not a bad thing.
Yeah, he didn't put his hands on me and everything. Call me on my name, disrespect me. And keep saying, I can't wait for you to leave. I'm tired of looking at you and all this. So,
I bet you didn't realize you were this strong, did you?
Huh? You said no, what?
I mean, I know that you knew you're a strong person. But
yes, I am.
I don't think you understood how strong you were to be able to walk away from this and start by yourself again. That takes strength, a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is my first time ever, like, this is my first time getting out my own place by myself. And I am nervous because I've always been living with people. So this is the first time I'm about to ever experience being on my own. And I know I'm ready, and I know I can do it. I got a job, got a car. Yeah, you know, I'm just ready, but I am nervous, but I'm going to be okay.
You are going to be spectacular. You are going to love living by yourself, because there's nobody else you have to answer to.
Yeah, I don't have no
kids. You want ice cream for supper? You want ice cream for supper? You can have ice cream for supper.
Right.
You know,
you ate
some chili and you fart all night, that's okay. There's nobody there to tell you, ew, you stink.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's nobody. The toilet seat's not going to be up.
I'm 25 and I have no kids, got a college degree, plan on going back to school, and that's all I'm focused on.
Well, I'm telling you, you're going to rock this. Honest.
I got faith in myself. Yes.
I have faith in you, too.
Thank you.
You are going to rock. And I want you to come back every once in a while and tell me how you're doing.
Okay, I will.
Can you do that for me?
Yes.
All right, because I'm writing down your phone, writing down your number. It's right in front of me. So I know when it's you. And
okay.
If you don't call me after a while, I may have to dial you up. So we don't want that to happen.
That's fine. That's fine. Thank you. You have a good night, okay?
All righty, my dear. You have a good night, too.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, folks, we are down to 5 minutes. And I have managed to go this far without having a coughing fit. To me, I think that's pretty spectacular. Because I almost moved tonight again to another night. Just because I started to feel like quite crap because of earlier with all the germs and the polar vortex and What the heck is that polar vortex? I bet you, what is it? What's 9 months from now? What? That's at the end of Halloween, right? Yeah. Halloween, there should be a lot of babies popping out. Because it was too dang cold to go anywhere. I don't know if it was that way for you, but for me and the animals and the kid, we hunkered down. And we ate all our food, which is pretty bad. I think we're down to bananas and apples, which are really good for us. But for, you know, lunch and breakfast, it's okay. But for supper, yeah, we broke out and went and got pizza tonight. So, that said, we are about coming down here to the end. Different places you can find me. You can find me at outofbodyecstasy.com. That's where I have stuff about energy and soulmates and my readings and my energy balancing, good stuff like that. Meetsoulfulconnections.com, which is what's connected to this show. That is my online dating site. You can find me at AllieThies.com. That is my motivational site, along with, how many books have I written? 5, 6, somewhere in there. Those books are at AllieThies.com. I think that's enough places to find me for now. We don't need a whole lot of places. All you gotta do is put my name in Google. Things pop up. I've been doing this for a while, and my goal is to keep doing this for a while. When I release the Soulful Connections book, which, come hell or high water, is going to be by the time spring rolls around, I'm also going to have, I believe, a class, a free class to go along with the book to help you connect better to other people. And I may have a Soul Connection membership group. I don't know yet which way it's going to go, but monthly things on bettering yourself as a person and having better relationships, connecting better, finding people in your soul groups, in your soul cluster, in your soul family, in your soul circle. There's so many different soul type things to find other people. So I have a lot of things coming up. It's part of me wishes I wouldn't have taken so dang long, you know, to even get the book. This is my fourth attempt at the Soulful Connections book. I've ripped it apart that many times and tried to put it together just so I want to get it right. I want to have information in there that people can actually use. And although there's plenty of me in there, with stuff that's happened to me and whatnot, I don't want it to be all about me. So I'm trying not to, because I mean, how boring would it be to read about me? I wouldn't do that to you. So, and what else I won't do to you is I won't blabber on any longer, because this is a Friday night, and I think I'm going to have myself a glass of wine, watch a little bit of TV, and head to bed pretty soon. So, I want to thank you for joining me here at Soul to Soul. If you'd like to make a soul connection, don't forget to check it out at meetsoulfulconnections.com. You can join there for free. And until next Friday, you guys have yourself an absolutely awesome week. And, yeah, I'll catch you next Friday. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.